I crouched high up on the moors above Bodmin at a place called Carradon Moor, just overlooking the village of Minions. Many, many, many hundreds of years ago, the men of the village decided to have a hurling match, and it was going to be the biggest, most spectacular hurling match that anyone had ever seen. Now, their local parish priest, a man called Clear, who went on to become Saint Clear, he warned them that they must be finished their game by the time Sunday arrived, because it was the Sabbath, it was the Lord's Day. And the men said, "Oh, don't you worry, we'll be finished by then." Well, the game went on and on and on, and by nightfall it still hadn't done. So they all came back on the Sunday morning and they resumed their game. By the end of the day, as darkness was falling, they realised they would have to stop. And they decided to have a party. They invited two pipers to come and play for them, and they danced and they leapt and they cavorted around the moors. That night there was a terrible thunderstorm. The sky was split apart by forked lightning, great rumbles of thunder in the sky, torrential rain. And the villagers looked up at the moors and wondered what had happened to the hurlers. In the morning, when the skies had cleared, the villagers climbed the hill and there was no sign of the hurling men. Instead, there were three rings of stones. Each and every one of them had been turned to stone as they danced. And right on the edge of the three stone circles, there are two stones that are said to be the pipers, because they didn't escape either. And I am telling this story crouched behind one of the stones known as the hurlers.